So we're sitting here between two very beautiful kuns, right at the very end of Govardhan Hill. As I was telling, Govardhan is in the shape of a peacock. So this end is the tail. In Hindi we say Poonch. So this village is known as Poonchari. We're at the tail end of Giriraj. So over here, on this side over here, this is Apsarakund. Because we were hearing about the rasa dance there at Chandra Sarovars, the gopis, they were just as beautiful as Apsaras. So this kund became known as Apsarakund. On the other side, we have Navalkund, also known as Poonchari Kund. So we know Krishna, he's Purana Purusham. He's the oldest personality in existence. But even though he's the oldest person, he's always just like a fresh 16-year-old boy. Just newly grown up. So new, that means Naval. So this is Navalkund. Krishna is always Naval Kishore. He's always just like a young, fresh youth. They say that on the banks of this Navalkund, there are the places of the 24 different avatars. We know Dash Avatar, but there's altogether this 24 avatars, so they have all their places all around the banks of this Navalkund. And then in a few minutes, we're going to take darshan of my favorite deity on Govardhan Hill. Putarika Lauta. So since we're already all sitting down here, we'll just tell that story here, then we pass by the temple, we can take darshan there, and you can understand what's going on. There's two stories in connection. When you take darshan, you'll see next to him, he's got his lati. It's like all the cowherd boys, they have their latis, cowherd boy sticks. But his stick is very, very fat. Not just ordinary cowherd boy stick, very fat. So we have to call it, we can't call it lati, we call it lota. Now, he's very proud of that stick. When Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill, all the Gahur boys put their sticks up to help. So, Lauta Babi also put his stick. He thought, well, my stick is the biggest. Everybody thinks that Kanhaiya is holding up Govardhan Hill. Actually, it's my Lauta that's holding up. But Krishna's in everyone's heart. He could understand what he was thinking. So he let the hill come down a little bit. Then Lauta Baba was just shaking and shaking. He said, no, actually Lala, he's holding the hill. Then Krishna lifted it back up. Now there's another reason why he's called Lauta Baba. He was a very dear friend of Krishna. So one day, he made some very nice lunch. And he was saying, I'm going to invite Kanhaiya to come take lunch with me. So, just while he was cooking, he looked up, and there was Krishna and Baldao sitting on a chariot being driven by Akura. And he called out, he said, hey, Kanhaiya, I just made very nice bhojan. You please come and take your bhojan with me. And Sri Nandanandan, he spoke immortal words that we hear even today. Because yad yad acharati shrestas, whatever the great man will do, the common man will follow. So, he told, I'm just now coming. These are immortal words. We still hear these today. Everyone, Yajya Acharya Tishrei, whatever great man will do that, the common men are following. We go to the bank to change our money and we stand in a big long line. Just as we get there, they slam the doors, they're just now coming. And we wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. So this is long, old parampara coming down from 5,000 years. So Kaneya, he said, I'm just now coming. So, all right, well, I'm not going to eat anything until you come. He said, no, I'm just coming. All right, well, I won't eat anything until you come back. No, if I don't come back tonight, then surely tomorrow I will come. All right, well, I'm not taking anything till you come. He said, all right, well, if I don't come back tomorrow, then certainly the day after tomorrow. All right, I'm waiting here. If not the day after tomorrow, then certainly the day after that I'll come. Don't worry, I'm just now coming. And when you see the look on Lata Baba's face, 5,000 years he's sitting there. Just waiting and waiting. He's not taking anything. Sometimes you see the devotees, they put some pear in his mouth. Otherwise he's not taking anything. So to return, that's, we say, lautna. Kab laut aiga lala. He's just waiting. Kab laut aiga lala. So, therefore, he got the name Lauta Baba. He's just waiting for when Krishna laut aiga, when he'll return. Putrika Lauta Baba ki! So we can learn from him about determination. Just like, what is that verse? Sumikshamana, bunjana yatmakati. Tatenu kampa, susumikshamana, bunjana yatmakati vipakam. Miste. Jetajo mukti pade sadaya bak. It says that anybody with great determination goes on waiting and waiting, expecting Krishna's mercy. Suffering the reactions of all his past deeds, but patiently waiting for Krishna, patiently expecting Krishna's mercy. For that person, mukti pade sadaya bak. Daya means inheritance. Just like we know our guna parampara, that is called sampradaya. All our great acharyas, they have gathered together a great treasure of knowledge. And they're handing that down to us. That is daya. That is inheritance. We're inheriting all this knowledge down and down and down. Sampradaya. So what do we inherit if we go on waiting and waiting? Mukti pade. Mukti pade. Mukti pade. Not mukti. But that place where mukti is given. Those lotus feet of Krishna. At the lotus feet, the kingdom of God. You just go on waiting and waiting patiently with great determination, always expecting Krishna's mercy, then you will become the inheritor of the kingdom of God. So when we go by and take darshan of Lauta Baba and leave a small donation for his service, then we can just pray to him. Somehow we can get that same determination. He's sitting there waiting 5,000 years. We're thinking, well, I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 20 years. Why doesn't Krishna appear to me? He's waiting for 5,000 years. You have to have that type of determination. Hello, Putri Galata Baba Ki!